Everything about life changed for me in 1987. I had my first child. And that Friday afternoon, September 25th, when I gave birth to Matt, it was like some pacing thing in me went, oh, that's what I was made for. I felt like that my reason for being, the most important thing that I would ever do, I did that day. And the songs that I wrote around that time and the way we chose to make that record, we tried to create a cohesive recording experience. I couldn't do it at Caribou Ranch, which, by the way, the studio had burned down by this point. Mm. But we did it at the Bennett House in Franklin, Tennessee. And that old historic home, we wired that thing from basement to second story with natural delays for all the instruments. Everything was done in an organic way. If we wanted the drums to have a certain sound, they were put in the front room, and then we had mics in the next room and mics two rooms away. We wanted the sound of the piano on If These Walls Could Speak to be distant and shadowy, and we had mics around there and mics up on the next floor. How that record came together, a little bit at a time, it was honest and vibrant, and I felt like personally and spiritually I was probably at the most honest place I've been in a long time.